Hey everybody, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about the Sprint Outlook. And what I want to focus on is the Sprint densification project, the build. But first, I want to thank Tower Safety, towersafety.com, for being my sponsor. Basically, they provide all your tower safety training needs, whether it's climbing, train the trainer, or just OSHA training. They'll do any of it for you. They're here to help your climbers. For the climbers that need help, trust me, it's where the best get better, towersafety.com. They're based in Arizona. If you can't go to them, they'll come to you. Want to call them? 480-313-0678. Again, towersafety.com, where the best get better. So let's talk about Sprint. The reason I want to bring up Sprint is because they have this big build coming up. I know all the carriers have build because Verizon and AT&T both won AWS-3 bands in the auction. As did T-Mobile, and you know, T-Mobile's constantly building out. They're nice and steady. And Sprint and Verizon, Verizon's a constant build out. With AT&T, they're doing their part too, you know, but I think in 2016 it's going to hit big. At least I hope so. But I can't imagine them sitting on all this bandwidth and not doing anything. They got to build it, right? So once the OEMs have a product, they'll roll it out. But Sprint, who really wasn't involved in the auctions at all, they basically have 120 megahertz of spectrum in a 2.5 gig range. It's called band 41. 120 megahertz of band, which they pulled back from Clearwire, and now they get to build it out. Now, Dr. Saul, who got to build out the Clearwire build, also gets to build out the Sprint build, but he's not alone because SoftBank's going to have their say. SoftBank also wants to have their say on what the build out's going to be, and they probably want to use a lot of their own vendors and a lot of their own teams. So I would imagine this is going to play a big part in the way SoftBank wants to do it, specifically because they build out that 3.5 gigahertz system over in Japan, which, according to Mr. Son, the chairman of the board now of Sprint, I guess it was an awesome network in Japan. And that's what he said in a statement on the earnings calls, basically that all networks here in the U.S. are horrible and Japan is so much better, which is great. Maybe it is. I mean, I don't know. But if he builds it out as good here as he did there, and he has 120 megahertz to deal with, let's see what happens. What I want to see is basically what he does. I seem to remember the 3.5 gigahertz spectrum over in Japan was also TDD. So let's talk TDD and FTD for a minute. So here's what you have. FTD, frequency division duplex, is basically where you have two separate carriers all in the same band, well, basically assigned carriers. So let's say you have 10 megahertz of bandwidth. So with FDD, you would have 5 megahertz up and 5 megahertz down, right? So that's how it would work. And that's how you would separate the bandwidth. So basically, your uplink would never be more than 5 megahertz and your downlink would never be more than 5 megahertz. And that's how FDD works. However, with TDD, time division duplex, instead of 5 meg up and 5 meg down, you would have 10 megahertz of contiguous band. At one time, you could transmit, hypothetically, all 10 megahertz at one time, and then you would receive at 10 megahertz one time. So it would be the timing. So that's what TDD versus FDD would be. So it basically, you have that contiguous bandwidth, which I like TDD because I was a WiMAX guy for a while. Seemed to work pretty well in WiMAX. But FDD is what the carriers like because they have dedicated bandwidth to both. But in this data-centric world, the great thing about TDD is if you want more downlink than uplink, you can do that. You have a little more, in my opinion, you have a little more control. Whereas with FDD, you have 5 megahertz up, 5 megahertz down, which means for down, you have a solid, clean 5 megahertz, and that's all you're going to have. It's clean, it's pure, whereas TDD, you know, you got to time everything, the up, the down, but I got to tell you, in our world, we're not going to notice. What we're going to notice is the downlink speeds. That's what we're going to notice. We're going to get as much as we can. And now with carrier aggregation, they're going to start popping everything together as much as they can. Now you know the difference between FDD and TDD and where SoftBank's coming with over in Japan. Because basically, what SoftBank wants to do is recreate what they did there and do it here. So they're probably going to start in the urban areas. I would imagine the big cities, New York, LA, Chicago, Miami. And they're going to probably build those systems out as best they can with the small cells. Is it going to be cheap? Well, they want it to be cheap. Obviously, it's Sprint. They're always looking to do things the cheapest way. And one of the things that I'm looking at is what Sprint has done in the past. Like, Sprint's been talking about this next generation network. And the original concept was that they were going to minimize the number of contractors they're going to work with, because they basically have to manage each contractor. So they want to get it down to, you know, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And now, complete opposite. Now they're going to work with as many people as they can. They're going to try to get financing, and they're going to build it out as best they can. But they have to have a plan. But all I can say is just let's get moving. Let's get building. Crap or get off the pot. It almost seems like you have analysis paralysis trying to get this thing out there. And to me, you know, looking on the outside in, it's very frustrating. I understand that SoftBank and Sprint are trying to come to terms on a deal which is the most cost-effective for them. By cost-effective, I mean they're going to get the cheapest price they can possibly get to do as much of this as they possibly can, and they're going to try to finance as much as they can. I think what they're going to try to do is actually do the build with a lot of SoftBank's vendors, because they trust those vendors, and they also know they can probably drive down the price based on past business. I get it. I understand. I just want to see a network that's built out that's a good, solid network. You have 120 megahertz of bandwidth. And Dr. Saul, I think that he will do the best he can to get all this out there as quickly as he can. I mean, you have all this bandwidth sitting there. I mean, this is something that Marcelo Claure said in the beginning, that he could probably just sell the bandwidth and get a quick influx of cash. And short term, that might be the thing to do. Maybe sell half of it and just build out half of it. It's very valuable. But the longer they sit on it and do nothing, the more that asset is just sitting there wasting away to nothing. And I know it's not wasting away, but they have to build something soon, right? That's what we're all looking forward to. We're looking forward to seeing this network build out, and we're looking forward to a win-win situation where Sprint wins and the customers win, their end customers. And hopefully, all the vendors involved in this will win. What I see as an issue right now is when this build-out hits, it's going to hit when Verizon Wireless and AT&T Wireless build their networks. So suddenly, you're not going to get the best price, are you? You're going to be competing with them to build out your own network. It's almost like they didn't see that. If they would have just got started this year, they probably could have got a lot of people that were slow. I know a lot of people that are getting out of the business because it's so slow this year. They just can't make it till next year, 2016. I really think 2016 is when it's going to build up. With that said, Sprint is building out 2.5 on the macro side. It's just they're not going as aggressive as you think they would be. You know, they're putting out, let's say, 10, 20, 30,000 sites, which sounds like a lot, but they're doing it slow. They're in no hurry. They're adding to the existing system. The other thing I don't know if they're doing, I believe Sprint still doesn't have any VoLTE. I could be wrong. I think AT&T and Verizon have VoLTE. I think T-Mobile's going to VoLTE. But Sprint, as far as I know, it's not even on the roadmap. I'm sure it's on the roadmap somewhere, but I haven't heard about it. So with all that said, they really have to do something. I guess what they're going to concentrate on is a data network. Get the data out there, and then maybe voice will be way after that. At least, you know, I'm just reading Dr. Saul's blog, and all the links are in wadeforwireless.com if you want to go. If you want to read more about it, I get the link to RCR, I got the link to Fierce Wireless, and I got the link to Dr. Saul's blog, so you can read more about it. So I would like to think they're doing all that they can. They, being Sprint, is doing all that they can to get this kicked off in an orderly fashion. But you know, we've been doing RFP responses. We've been working on this for over a year. You know, it's, let's do something. I know they are actually doing a little bit of the build themselves, but it just doesn't seem they're moving fast enough to keep up with anybody. And that's my opinion. I'm just speaking my opinion here. So I'm hoping with SoftBank that SoftBank really builds this out the way they say they did in Japan. And if Chairman Sun does exactly what he says he's going to do, it should be an awesome network. And I really like the fact they're going to use small cells and the mini macro and so on to build out these areas. I think that's a good thing. So all I can say is good luck, Sprint. Good luck. Once you start building, then maybe we can see what you're finally going to do. Maybe we can see if it's really a differentiator between the other carriers and yourself. Maybe that 120 megahertz of bandwidth can really make a difference. I mean, that's a lot of bandwidth. So you should really have a kick-ass network, something that really makes a difference out there. All right. Everyone, sign up for my newsletter, wadeforwireless.com. It's at the bottom of the blog. And this blog is basically, I named it the Sprint Outlook, August 2015, because that's really what I'm talking about, right? So be smart, be safe, pay attention. See ya.